My name is Marie-Cécile. I work for the Foundation Against Cancer as a volunteer. This is going to be the 9th edition of the Relay for Life of the international community. Our objective for this year is to raise 75,000 euros by the end of the year. At the moment, we are at about 20,000, and we expect to raise another 20,000 during the actual relay. People are so excited about the event that they donate, and so we usually close the year with more money. The fundraising is done by teams, and the teams relay, and there should be at least one member of a team walking a lap during the 24 hours. To be a team member, you need to register and you pay a registration fee of 10 euros. But anybody can come and pay a visit, to have dinner, to have lunch, have a massage. It's free, free entrance for people who are not a team member. The opening ceremony starts with the first lap being done by the survivors. And then the second lap, they are accompanied by anybody who was giving them support. After that, it's the introduction of every team, a bit like we would do for the Olympic Games. This year, I must say that we are very excited because we are going to be receiving Roberto Martinez, who is the coach of the Belgium Red Devils, the football team. So this is quite exciting. He's going to be there at the opening ceremony. Then the actual relay is happening, and while some members of the teams are walking, the other members do fundraising activities at their booth. So there will be food, drinks, children games. We also have a VIP lounge for cancer survivors, and there we will have other activities specially focused for the cancer survivors. During the whole weekend, we have a musical program. There is a stage with local bands that will perform during the 24 hours. At nighttime, around 9:30, we will have the Luminaria ceremony, and this is a very emotional ceremony where we remember the people who have lost the battle. We switch off all artificial lights and the field is illuminated only with candles, and then there is a lap done in silence. And then the night goes on, the music starts again, and in the morning we start with a session of Tai Chi followed by Zumba, other fundraising activities, and the closing ceremony will take place at 1:30. It's difficult to understand when I explain it like that to you, but you need to live it. And once you have lived it, you want to come back. And everybody comes back with good memories. There is a very warm atmosphere. It's quite special.